1977. Or you can order on our secure website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Special thanks to the Center of Middle East Studies at the University of Denver. The Kronos Quartet performs our theme music. Joe Ritchie is our editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Good evening, at a minute after 7 o'clock, you are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online around the world at kgnu.org. Celtic music, Shoal to Gale, is up next.
KGNU is sponsored by Brock Media's fall issue of Boulder Magazine, featuring an in-depth 40-page fall fashion section, along with arts, events, hikes, dining, and local news. Since 1978, Boulder Magazine has been where locals look for fun. Online at getboulder.com.
Try to stay between the lines, avoid the pitfalls and the mines. Don't know which way to go, but if I find out, I'm sure to let you know. The wheels roll by and they stutter at the roadkill and the gutter, the moving pictures and the frame through my window look the same. Still I can't find my way home. Still I can't find my way home. You're the sky, the wind and rain, the silo stacked up with the grain, the fields, the trees, the ice and the snow. A cow, a horse, a buffalo. Throw my heart up to the sky, and I hope that it can fly. Barbed wire fence, the highway sign, I guess this road's no friend of mine. I can't find my way home. Still I can't find my way
to sing a song I know from long ago. I told you I'd be there for you. I know you've had to wait. I just hope I'm not too late.
Music from Gaelic Storm off of their album Chicken Boxer. That's Can't Find My Way Home. Before that, we had music from the Chieftains with the Job of Journey Work to kick off the evening. Good evening. It's October, a very Celtic month in a lot of ways. October gives us Samhain, which gives us Halloween. And there's something about the change of the season and the color of the trees, all of which conjures up sort of the more mystical side of Celtic culture. I'm Carl Cumley. It's my delight to be with you here this evening, and we've got lots and lots of good music for you. I also want to tell you about the 2013 Adventure Film Festival. That's running all weekend this weekend. It's presented by Patagonia and Flatiron Subaru. This three-day festival, which kicks off tomorrow, premieres a powerful collection of 33 insightful and award-winning outdoor and environmental films that share the spirit of adventure. The venues are at the Boulder Theater, the Bohemian Beer Garden, and Neptune Mountaineering. The weekend festivities also include a community night kickoff party tomorrow, Thursday, at Patagonia Boulder, a photo exhibit at Amante on Walnut Street, and A Film for All, The New Landscape of Visual Media. It's a two-day outside adventure, and you can go looking for the 2013 Adventure Film Festival in Boulder by doing a quick web search. It'll pop right up. We're going to jump back into some music here with music from Karen Casey and John Doyle. And John Doyle sings a song that I first listened to about a year or two ago, and I just love it. For some reason, just the tone of the song and John's voice blended really well together. It's off of Karen Casey and John Doyle's album Exiles Return, and it's called The Shipyard Slips.
From Belfast town, I'm on my way on a ship that was built for the tourist trade. I leave my friends in the land that I was born, and I won't come back till my fortune is made. For I've served my time with the Iron Men, I've known good times and work aplenty. Now in these troubled times, and the shipyard slips lie empty. Oh, farewell, father, my mother, fair old age has laid its hand all along you. You've loved me well, you never failed, and it's leaving your lands my heart. I've served my time with the Iron Men. I've known good times and work aplenty. But there's no work now in these troubled times, and the shipyard slips lie empty. The fresh north air, I remember the girl with the friendly stare. I think of the city and the friends that I have there, and I hope, my love, she will send me a smile. For I've served my time with the Iron Men. I've known good times and work aplenty. But there's no work now troubled times, and the shipyard slips lie empty. I am going away to look for work, but I live for the day of my returning to a job at home and peace of mind. For those Belfast people I'll always be yearning. For I've served my time with the Iron Men. I've known good times and work aplenty. But there's no work now in these troubled times, and the shipyard slips lie empty. For I've served my time with the Iron Men. I've known good times and work aplenty. But there's no work now in these troubled times, and the shipyard's lips lie empty.
Hermeshka kajem nismo, Bryn lanag y jôn i flasu me. O hael me, mwch halin biogog, a chyrw ym ffogi an targy. Is fader lom mwy mi wy mi. Is fader lom mwy mi o dim i si. Is fader lom hys agos hwys i. Malin yn gwrth ni chwilynau. O jen i me ti. Beker of Oban Rakago Smilek in Andina Bagoy Achmali as fan Nihilanai is father Lam Uimi Uimi is father Lam. His father long years, August was he. Malinagor, the men shenacker and vine. Snadini are not joking now. Yom na kapra, kajoki malvan ni khulnai. Is father lam uimi uimi. Is father lam uimi o demeshi. Is father lam dias agas huasi.
Shulte Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music there from, gosh, we actually heard two cuts back to back from Old Blind Dogs. That one is called The Walking Nightmare, and it's off of a compilation CD of Scott's music called Brave Hearts. Terrific compilation. And it kind of gives you the sense of how Old Blind Dogs can drive the music forward sometimes. Before that, a set of pipe tunes, also from Old Blind Dogs, The Universal Hall, The Nuptial Knot, and The Barlenny Highlander. The Universal Hall is a pay-in to, or a planksteed to, Universal Hall at Findhorn. And The Nuptial Knot, pretty much self-explanatory, a pipe tune in celebration of matrimony. And The Barlenny Highlander, just a good old straight-ahead pipe tune all by itself. Prior to that, we heard Malin the Gough ni Cullinan, sort of a mournful treatment of that by Cole Cannon and our good friend Mick Bolger. And for those of you in Colorado Springs, Cole Cannon will be at Colorado College on October 5th. So Saturday night, an annual concert that Mick and Jean and Mike and Brian and Cynthia will be bringing to the good people of Colorado Springs. And definitely, if you have the opportunity, it will be a marvelous evening. It always is with Cole Cannon. In the nature of live music in the Denver metro area, Swallow Hill had to reschedule the Folk Ragu Adam Agee and John Souza show, a great show that's coming up. It was actually originally slated for the weekend of the Boulder floods, but Leslie Ann Harrison was caught in those self-same floods and was not able to make it to Denver for the show. And so it's been rescheduled. It's been rescheduled to Saturday, November 16th. We wanted to let you know. Mark your calendars. It's going to be a terrific show. Folk Ragu, Adam Agee, and John Souza, really, really talented musicians. And we had Leslie on the show, the last edition of our show, so in mid-September. And that has every hallmark of just being a rip-it-up evening. And look to Swallow Hill for more information on the Saturday, November 16, Folk Ragu and Adam Agee and John Souza show. It will be terrific. I guarantee it. We're going to go ahead and get back into music. Oh, we've got just all kinds of terrific music coming your way. Music from the Clumsy Lovers. We've also got some great Big C and Caliban and local song singer extraordinaire Brian Clancy as well. So all up in this next set on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU Boulder, Denver, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and as you know, around the world, on the web at kgnu.org. Thank you.
nobleman's fair daughter went down a narrow lane, met with Captain Wedderburn, the keeper of the game. And now my pretty fair miss, if it wasn't for the law, you and I in a bed might lie. Roll me over next to the wall, roll me over next to the wall.
Do not be perplexed. Before that you might bed with me, you must answer question six. Six questions you will answer me, and I will ask them all. And you and I in a bed might lie. Roll me over next to the wall. Roll me over next to the wall. Now what is rounder than a ring and higher than the trees? And what is worse than a woman's curse? And what is deeper than the sea? And which bird sings first, which one best? Where does the dew first fall? You and I in a bed might lie. Roll me over next to the wall. Roll me over next to the wall.
Than a ring, and heaven is higher than the trees. The devil is worse than a woman's curse, and hell is deeper than the sea. The lark sings first, and the thrush sings best, and the earth is where the dew falls. But you and I in the bed must lie. Or roll me over next to the wall. Or roll me over next to the wall. It takes her by lily white hand and leads her down the hall. It takes her by the slender waist for fear that she might fall. He lays her on a bed of down without a doubt at all. He and she lie in one bed, or roll me over next to the wall.
She and he lie in one bed, roll me over next to the wall. Roll me over next to the wall. Roll me over next to the wall.
Sarah Harmer, ladies and gentlemen.
there was a wild colonial boy, Jack Drummond was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. Yes, and dear, he did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home unto Australia's sunny shore. He was inclined to roam. Here up the rich, he helped the poor. He shot James McAvoy. Whatever to Australia was, the wild colonial boy. Cheerful song. Up stepped a band of troopers, Kelby, Davis, and Fitzroy. Oh, they all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duncan, for you see, we're 3-1. Surrender. High name, you are a pondering son. Jack drew two pistols from his belt, and a proud beware them high. He said, I'll fight, but not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. Shot at Caldy, which brought him to the ground. And turning round to Davis, he received a fatal wound. Oh, a bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. Yes, and that was how they captured him, wild colonial boy.
Music from Brian Clancy there, together with Henry the Fiddler and the saga of Jack Duggan, the wild colonial boy. Kind of a bluegrass feel to the fiddle on that, which makes a nice end piece with the opening cut in that set from The Clumsy Lovers, Bay and Algoma, sort of a bluegrass-tinged, little bit of a what do we do with the drunken sailor sort of thing, and then morphing into a reel called Repeal Prohibition from The Clumsy Lovers, a band out of Vancouver, B.C., and keeping it in a Canadian theme, we heard next from the opposite side of Canada, from Newfoundland and Great Big Sea, with Sarah Harmer and Sean McCann on vocals. A beautiful love song, really is a very pretty love song, Captain Wedderburn. And then a duo out of the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, calling themselves Caliban, Leif Sorbet and another fellow whose name, I'm sorry to say, escapes me. But Caliban was playing probably 20 years ago in the Bay Area, and I ran into Leif Sorby at the Plow and Stars in San Francisco out on Clements Street. And they actually did a very nice job with a set of tunes there that they call the Company of Wolves. And then, of course, wrapping it up with Brian Clancy and the Wild Colonial Boy. We are wrapping up this first Sholto Gale of the month of October. And Sholto Gale, of course, comes to you every Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. Next Wednesday, you can hear Pat McCullough and Shay Dunn. They'll be broadcasting from the Denver studio with their own inimitable brand of humor and insight into Celtic music. And, of course, tremendous knowledge between the two of them as well. And it's always a good time, always a little bit of a hooli there. I will be back on the third Wednesday, and we'll celebrate Samhain. We'll put together a playlist that really treats of Celtic Halloween and the fall and the mystery of it all. So look forward to that on the third Wednesday, 14 days hence. So it will be the 16th, and then Iron Feather will come your way on the fourth Wednesday of the month. And I think that means that Fergus will be in studio on the 30th of October. And I know Fergus well enough to know that he will be cooking up some delights for you as well. So it promises to be a great month of Celtic music. Do keep it right here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. You can access us anywhere around the planet that you can get onto the web. Let's go out with a little bit of music from Patrick Street, and this is a song called Spanking Maggie from the Ross on KGNU.
Come all you sporting gentlemen and listen to my song, and if you will attention pay, I won't detain you long. The people of Dungannon town must surely boast no more, since they have lost their trotting match along Glenarm shore. On the 14th day of June, brave boys in the year of 72, some thousands gathered round the course from every point of view. The contest of these noble greys that day for to behold, for a 6 mile race in harness for 100 pounds in gold. Monte throughout the challenge, I hear the people say, to any in this nation round to match his favourite prey. But spanking Maggie from the Ross has caused him to bemoan that ere he left Dungannon in the county of Tyrone. Well, the champion was a handsome mare, we cannot this deny, and all around the Emerald Isle her master did defy. She being sold, as I've been told, her price £1,000, and nowhere in the nation sure her equal could be found. The prize to be £100, the challenge specified, and in Tyrone it was made known, and shortly will be tried. But Campbell Miller from the Ross, of fame and high renown, at once took up the challenge and he laid his money down. Well, the time and place were mentioned, and then they did prepare, and to the course at sweet Glenarm all spirits gathered there. And Antrim's tars at home from war stood in defiance bold, while all around the bets went down in heaps of shiny gold. From the standpoint then they started, with Maggie in the rear, which caused Tyrone's great boastful crowds to give a lusty cheer. But as she ran she seemed to say to those along the way, sure the Antrim lads can never fail, and soon they'll win the the champion did prevail, with Swallow speed upon her wing and Maggie at her tail. But Maggie's courage soon arose, and then she let them see that there has never yet been food could strain a pedigree. She still increased her distance till the race was at an end, and she left the grey Dungannon mare with her forlorn friend, which caused her backers for to cheer and the taverns for to roar and shout hooray for Miller's Ray along Glenarlan shore. Success and fortune still attend both Miller and his mare. All you that's fond of trotting, I would have this to beware. Ne'er boast nor banter like Montague, who finished with a frown and carried home his empty bags on to Dungannon town.
That will wrap up Shoal to Kale. Uket is in studio. Musica Mundi is next.
Yes, you're listening to Musica Mundi, KJNU, Boulder, Denver, and thank you for joining in today's program. And yeah, it's been a busy day today. I just made it to Musica Mundi just in time for the show. Was a lot happening. December 1st was Nigerians' 15th anniversary Independence Day, and later on the program I'll play some Fela Kuti. Also, this month we're celebrating Fela Kuti's birthday, and Also, today, this morning, I stopped by a party. It's not a usual type party, but it was an welcoming party for the Walmart Corporation opening in Boulder. And there were some people out from the community exercising their rights and voicing their voice. And there's music going out to all those people are, you know, standing up and for what they believe in and voicing their voice, and whether it is about government shutdown or it was about Walmart opening in Boulder or anything like that. And yeah, the next music goes out to all those people who stand up and make statements.